And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We had the beautiful moment, and I have to thank you two again for allowing me to just skip off a little early from yesterday's show, because I had,
What?
How'd she let you go?
Well, Loggy was okay with it.
Well,
but I don't.
Does it matter?
What he's saying is that
you have no say at all.
I have no say.
Oh. Hey, you can have a say.
Hail the boss man.
No, mate, you have a say. That's important that everybody feels like they have a say.
Feels like. See?
I do have a
managerial
question.
Managerial language.
When I left yesterday, did Log start, you know?
Of course.
Knives
of
in the back.
Of course.
Duh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's just like before you get here at 7 every day.
Well, I did sneak off early yesterday to have that lovely experience walking my three boys to school for the first time. Mm, Jed started prep. Henry's in grade 3 and Maxie, the big grade 5. Didn't wait for us, by the way.
Oh, walked ahead.
We started walking together.
Yeah.
Got round the corner and, sure, Maxie. Okay, see you later. You know, yeah. Good of you to look after your little brother. All good. He headed off.
Yeah, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I took a nice video of them all behind as we were leaving the house, walking off together with their school bags and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the experience was beautiful. It is exciting, that first day of grade prep, nerve-wracking. We took Jed in. He sat down and started playing with a few things, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to tear up, being our last, heading off to prep, all that. He's been my little mate for a long time. I was fine.
Mm.
I was surprisingly fine.
Mm.
But then I realised, I thought, well, if I'm not quite feeling it, as in I'm not going to sort of break down a little bit, I'm going to see if I can get Dodsy to cry.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to make this enjoyable for myself.
Yeah.
So...
Psychopath.
So I just kept like just little questions, little digs to Dodsy, just like, oh, you know, number 3, like he's out into the big wide world now. You know, you got no more at home.
What are you going to do?
You're kind of done.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. Yeah.
Nothing. Dodsy's like, yeah, no, it's good. I'll head off to work soon.
Yeah.
And I'll see you once we have to go for pickup time.
Yeah.
I'm like, but have a look at him there, just playing on the rug.
Looks like a baby.
He's all by himself right now.
Oh.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, he's our little man.
Yeah.
Like, just take a last look. Just look. Anything? Nothing?
Yeah.
Absolutely zero. She's like, no, well, I'm going to head to work.
Yeah.
I think I might have married just a stone-faced, heartless...
I'd stop right now.
She would have got in the car and once you were gone and just bawled her eyes out, but not want to show you.
But also, if you could have
done it in front of me for my own enjoyment.
No, if you don't cry, speaking for the medicated community, and I don't know whether anyone in your family is, but sometimes the tears aren't there. Doesn't mean you don't care, all right?
But... Even so, we walked them to school. So Dodsy and I then had to walk home, just her and I. Yeah. The whole way home, I kept going, oh, this feels funny just walking with just the two of us, because when we walked Max and Henry, Jed would always be with us. Nothing.
You are a sicko.
It's like I can feel him still holding my hand. Yes. Man.
Nothing.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely nothing.
Maybe you could try again.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
So she went off to work and you went home and cracked a bottle of Chardonnay? Is that what?
Just dropped a little bottle of Chardy and I was going to ring her about half an hour later and say, I can still just imagine, I'm picturing him right now standing in the middle of the oval by himself with no one to play with.
You're gonna make me cry.
How are you married?
Just give us something, Dodsy.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Now, I mean, everybody, on the internet, you get that targeted marketing. You get that advertising that is sort of skewed, and it's either because your phone is listening to you. Hi, Siri.
Yeah. Don't.
Anyway. She didn't do what I wanted her to do. Did you, Siri? She's gone.
Standard women interaction.
Never work with animals, children, or sort of AI. Anyway, It's based on everything you talk about and everything you sort of do on the internet, isn't it, right? And
your search history.
It's scary sometimes.
Yeah, it builds a portrait of you and the things that you need, and then tries to show you things that you might want to buy. And it logically makes sense. And, you know, as on the business side of things, that's great.
Mm.
Yeah. But on a personal side of things, it's quite, you're right, quite horrifying. It's quite scary, and also can be quite revealing.
Okay. What are the targeted ads that you're getting at the moment?
This is, so I mentioned just before that song, back like, even before I knew Carly, it must have been like 10, 15 years ago, not 15, but 10 years ago, I was definitely getting Gumtree ads for maternity bras, and I was like, what is that? What have I talked about?
What were you looking at?
What have you been searching for?
Yeah,
exactly.
What was...
Like,
no, do you really want to go there? Do you really want us to dig any deeper?
I genuinely didn't know, because it was really so like, random.
Yeah, just...
I use a VPN, mate. You can't track any of my gear.
Oh, really?
Nah, I don't understand VPNs. I just know that's a thing.
Sure.
So anyway... I've been on Rebel Sport website.
Okay.
I bought some stuff. Some NBA gear.
Oh, God. Yeah. Do you spend your money on anything else?
No. This was actually Christmas present money. So I've had it delivered with varying degrees of success, as we know, and we won't go into.
Yeah.
All right. But they also have recommended for you.
Okay,
there's this one thing that keeps popping up, because I keep going back and going, where's my bloody thing, looking at the website, not here yet. Yeah. And so I keep seeing on the website, recommended for you. Do you want to have a look at what that is? You see what that is there?
Oh.
You might as well say, get the lead out, big boy.
Yeah.
You need to do a bit of work.
They've got a fitness tracker there for you and also a treadmill.
Yeah, so it's not so much the fitness tracker, it's the treadmill that keeps coming back.
Mm.
Like,
bit of cardio might be good
subtle.
For you.
Be more subtle.
Maybe they think, I mean, this is odd, but I'm just having a wily guess. Maybe they think you're into exercise if you're buying basketball singlets constantly.
Mm.
Maybe they think you're playing basketball. You're not just sitting there watching it.
Treadmill is unrelated. Treadmill is... No. I think they think I'm sitting there watching it. I'm an armchair sportsman and I need to get the lead out, get moving.
No, I'm trying to take a positive spin.
I reckon they think you need to balance up the fact that you've been doing a bit of work on the arms and, you know, perhaps throwing the weights around a little bit, working on
muscles.
The beach body.
They've seen me at the gym.
You need to balance that with some cardio. Get on the treadmill.
Show us your calves again.
Calves, they're very sharp.
No, don't lift your legs above your head again. I hate it when you do that.
You could whittle wood with these calves.
Get on the treadmill, mate.
Well, take a hit then. Get to work.
So you're saying I shouldn't feel unfairly targeted?
No, that's your vibe now.
Don't make me run. I'm full of chocolate.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Wednesday morning, me.
Now, grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Every Wednesday we play I Feel Seen, and for those of you who haven't heard it before, it works something like this. Two of our team, today it's going to be Loggy and Tommy, act out a scene from a movie, a little bit of dialogue, a little bit of back and forth. Me being the other person has to guess the movie that they are acting it from. Don't forget the all-important bit to signal that the acting is over. At the end of it all, you will say, and
scene.
Okay.
Great explanation.
Like real thespians.
Yes. We've had some good ones last year, so I expect this year, being the first of 2023, to be a good one to start off. I want you to really dig deep.
Funny you should say that, because I've had in my head, the one thing I'll say before we act out this scene is that I will have to dig deep for this one.
Yes.
I'm going to have to dig real deep, okay? So possibly too deep. I may hit the bottom and bounce straight back up again, okay? So I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
No, it sounds
like
perfect.
That. Over to you. Okay. Take it away.
I must get quite nervous.
I am a little bit nervous too.
No,
what have you got to be nervous about?
You got this.
God. Okay, here we go.
Okay. So, right. Right at the top.
I thought we were just doing the bit at the bottom.
Great
okay.
start, guys.
Well, we could do just the bottom one if you want.
No, all right. Okay. Well, angelfish, the solution to your problem is simple. The only way to get what you want is to become a human yourself.
Can you do that?
My dear sweet child, that's what I do. That's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to.
But without my voice, how can I...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face, and don't underestimate the importance of body language. Ha! The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. After all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on! They're not at all impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can, but they dote and swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets her man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul!
And say.
Well done!
I felt like a mum side stage.
Can I say...
Got a roll on.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Thanks, mate.
Loggy?
Yeah.
Great work being a passenger on that one.
Nice. I didn't know where that was going.
That was, of course, the great film, The Little Mermaid. Yeah. One of the best.
Well, let's see.
Let's find out.
But without my voice, how can I...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face, and don't underestimate the importance of body language.
Make a magnificent
well.
Sea witch, Tommy. Yeah.
Thanks. I got the hip movements in there with body language too. I've seen
you've
that
got
movie
the boobs.
Couple
what?
Of times.
I was so joking. I always say you don't. You I know thought I... you would know when I make a joke. I thought you would know that. Okay, so I know where the line is now, and that's fine.
The internet is telling me that I need a treadmill and possibly a maternity bra, and now you're saying I've got moobs.
I never. The 3 years we've been on this show, I've always said you don't have moobs.
It's fine when I say it, but not when you say it.
Sorry,
Cameron Lang, you got that correct though, so that's good.
Well
news.
Done.
That's how I feel sane.
You have set the bar high.
I'm sorry, Tom.
And I feel attacked.
That could be a joke.
We'll be back next week.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We're back as a full team for the first time this week in 2023. We've had a few weeks off. We roll in and we sort of get back into the groove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's day three, show three. Yeah. So far, so good. There's one thing, though, that you've been rolling in this week and doing, Log.
Okay.
That both Lingy and I have noticed.
Do I smell? 'Cause it...
No.
Okay. Sorry, I'm always really sorry.
Not no, but also...
Do I smell?
Not no, but
I've been
also
using new products. Okay.
Nothing offensive.
Okay.
So it Lingy and I have noticed this, and we've discussed it sort of behind your back.
It was after the show Monday, caught my eye, and I just like gave the look to Tommy, like, "What? Is she serious?"
Okay.
Now,
give it to me.
We get here so early, right? Mm. We've got to eat. You've got to eat at this time of day. That's the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
That's why I have snakes, and also muesli bars.
I don't eat apples anymore. You've steered me
off
that.
That's great. I don't understand the mentality of someone who just walks and says, "I'm going to eat that," and picks up an apple and just chomps on it. I don't understand that.
See, every time I come in here with an apple, that's the Geary roll.
What's the
and
thought
I just
process?
Couldn't do it anymore.
How does that work?
So I know it's not apple related.
Crunch.
No, it's not apple.
No, it isn't. It's something much less crunchy but disgusting.
I know what it is.
Go, you say it.
On Monday, you had a little tub of yogurt. Not delicious flavoured yogurt, not yogurt mixed with some beautiful berries, maybe a little bit of granola on top, anything like that. Just straight up Greek yogurt.
Can you confirm or deny that it was just straight out of the tub into a little secondary tub?
Yeah.
Greek yogurt.
Yes. What is wrong with that?
Bland?
Not bland.
Sort of bitter.
Tangy.
Tangy, why, love it.
Why is it tangy?
It's because...
It shouldn't be tangy. Yogurt
no, it
shouldn't
be... It's because no. it's live culture.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're going to play. Okay. I'm eating this because it's live culture.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Patimi Yum, Yo Play. You won't have yogurt without your strawberry filling or something weird like, ooh, apple crumble flavoured yogurt.
Yes.
Just have the Greek stuff.
Don't get me started on how good yoga is.
And you flip the lollies into
what
it.
Is that? Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, yuck. Like, it's not only nothing, it's kind of yuck.
What is it? Why is it yuck?
You were sitting there and you were eating it like and you're pretending it was delicious.
I can't
and
you're
even. Going, oh, this is a delightful yogurt. I'm eating.
What a treat. Oh. What a treat this bland, plain Greek yogurt is. Mm, it's tangy. Why
so
is it tangy? I don't know, but I love it.
So you know no one else. There is no... Okay, why do they sell tubs of it? Jimmy and I get the big tub.
To add it on top
to be
of
fair,
a nice dish.
In,
yeah,
to be fair,
mix into stuff.
Jimmy does mix it with...
Yes, yes of course, because he's...
Every normal human being on the planet mixes it in
there
the stuff.
There are people that eat plain Greek yogurt. Maybe they have grown up in an ethnic style way.
Oh, don't play. And that's twice in one break you've pulled the culture card.
Well, I'm just... No. Yeah, but live culture is in a Scobie, not as in a Maso.
No, it's a joke.
Oh, sorry. I thought it needed explaining. All right. There are people out there that eat just plain Greek yogurt.
No, absolutely
they do.
Not.
And they don't.
Your kids don't?
And they
Your kids have never? Huh?
And
not
they
plain
certainly,
yogurt, no.
They certainly don't stand there pretending like it's delightful.
Get off your high, yes.
You are a unit, mate. You're an absolute 5 unit.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
What? You really want
to... I'm all natural Greek lovers. Greek yogurt lovers. Greek yogurt lovers. Plain yogurt lovers. Can be low fat or whatever. I don't know. But please help me.
Even tastier. Low fat version
and
of Greek
what?
Yogurt.
Does anyone else cop flack for their yogurt eatings? I would also like to start a community, safe space of yogurt eaters.
If you're eating straight up Greek yogurt, you should be copping flack. We've got prizes to give away, though, if you do want to call through. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. You can go for a snorkel with the guys from Southern Ocean Environment Link and see all dolphin swims. They're going off at Queenscliff this Saturday, and we've got a double pass up for grabs. Or you can go along and see the new Magic Mike movie the day before everyone else. Don't miss the final tease of Magic Mike's Last Dance. Hit cinemas Feb 9. We'll get you there on Feb 8 at Reading Cinemas in Warm Ponds. Are we really doing this?
Doing it. I'm telling you, people do it. It's not... I'm not being weird.
Oh, yes, you are.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. I bet we get no one calling through to say, yeah, I plain Greek yogurt.
Carrot.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Tom and I, over the last couple of days, have just noticed a slightly disturbing habit that Loggy has.
Righto.
Get some blueberries, mate.
Yes.
Get something. Get some flavour.
I don't need it. I enjoy it.
After the show, Loggy, like we all know, you need a snack, you know, big show, early morning, bit of brekkie, healthy habits. Log gets out the little plastic container filled with just straight up plain Greek yogurt and then stands there and puts on the full act and pretends that it's a scrumptious, delightful little treat.
Yeah, I'm doing it just for you two. That's it.
Not mixed with anything. No, as you said, no blueberries.
Why
no...
do I need to? It's got the bacterial fermentation. What's it called?
Fermentation.
That's
even, okay.
Don't even bother.
So Tom and I are both just, sorry.
Okay.
And we're not on board and we're confused.
Yeah.
It's the moral of the story.
I can hear that, but there are yogurt lovers out there. I am not weird. I am not alone. Isn't that right, Sky from Kerr Lewis?
Well, it's not me, it's my partner.
Oh.
Okay,
tell us. It will be Team Loggy.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you disturbed by your partner, though, that they actually like plain Greek yogurt?
No. He can eat whatever he wants to eat.
Oh,
thank you.
That's very supportive.
That is supportive, Sky.
It's almost supportive to a fault there, Sky. Mate, what's your partner's name?
Jackson.
Okay.
All right, because I thought you
might. Yeah, I thought it might.
I thought your partner might have been online too here.
Because we've got Ed also from Kerr Lewis. So we thought this might have been a tag team approach. But Ed, are you Team Log or are you sensible like Tom and I?
Team Longy. Don't let them vilify you.
Yes, thank you. I don't even care that you call me Longy. I'm taking it. All right. That's it. How good is it? Do you like it? Like straight up Greek?
I do. Yeah. But my wife eats even more. So there's always a 2 kilo tub in the fridge somewhere.
Same.
What is going on in Kerr Lewis?
Yes.
Just straight up Greek parties. Greek yogurt parties.
Yeah. Gotta love that lactic acid.
Maybe it's just Kerr Lewis. Let's expand our horizons a little bit. Let's go to Belmont, Tommy. Emily's on the line. Emily, Team Log?
Absolutely. I'm all for a bit of Greek yogurt for dessert.
See?
Dessert.
Mixed with anything, Em?
Just plain Greek yogurt on a budget. Delicious.
It is so delicious. You get two thick scoops, like, better than ice cream.
Em, do you eat it? Do you eat it because of its, what did you say? Cultures?
Oh.
And lactic acid. Isn't that what you're going to
say? I did say the properties of helping certain...
Gut bacteria.
Yeah, gut and a bit lower down.
Is that why you eat it, Em?
It's definitely a perk, but it all comes down to the taste.
Yeah,
it's
see?
It's taste.
See?
It's tangy, though. Is that you like the tang, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's it, girl. All right, let's wrap this. Let's get a 4 for 4. I'm feeling it with Steph from Drum Condra. Steph, you eat yogurt plain, do you, or... what?
Absolutely. Eat it plain.
Good words.
And it's so much better for you. It's got no added sugar.
Yeah.
All the others have got added sugar, which is terrible for you, and the lactobacillus for your gut health.
See?
So much better. So much more delicious.
No.
It's been a long time since we've had a call. Let's spark the borrow meter.
Well, let's say that's a 4 out of 4.
Okay. All right.
Thank you both to back off.
We've been put in our place a little
Absolutely
bit.
Absolutely not.
Or just a little bit.
Because what, 4 people and Loggy, you are the only 5.
Yeah.
Did Steph say lactobacillus?
Mm. Loggy said lactic acid.
Did you? At least Steph was accurate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.